the hour from American Information Radio. This is George Caldwell from New York. And at this hour, the White House requests a Justice Department investigation to check on possibly new leaks from Watergate investigators. White House lawyer James St. Clair seeks the investigation after a Washington Post report that some of the presidential tapes may have been re-recordings, not the originals, the White House was ordered to give Watergate investigators. The Post story today prompted a series of meetings among White House lawyers in Florida. In Key Biscayne, we asked ABC's Jerry Lande the results.
There are two main findings that St. Clair reveals. One, he claims the White House investigation revealed that there has been no re-recording in any of the subpoenaed Watergate tapes, and that celebrated 18-minute tape gap could well have been caused by a defective machine, not by purposeful erasure.
Correspondent Jerry Lande in Key Biscayne. In Salt Lake City, one of the court-appointed experts studying the White House tapes reportedly said tonight the panel is investigating the authenticity of two subpoenaed Watergate tapes. But Dr. Thomas Stockholm added that no conclusions have been reached. Agnew loses another round. That story coming up.
This is Joan Crawford speaking for USO, United Service Organization. Do we, as civilians, know what it's like to be far from home in a foreign land? And if you have a loved one overseas serving our country, then you know how he must feel when he's thousands of miles away from you and home. But let's face it, he has a job to do, and because he's doing that job to the best of his ability, you can't bring him home. But you can bring him closer to home by helping USO. USO gives him a place to go to relax and enjoy the quiet hours. That's why I support USO. It means an awful lot to a serviceman overseas to have USO over there with him. USO makes a man feel closer to home while he's serving his country for you. Isn't money the least you can give? Please support USO.
The Treasury Department says it's removing Secret Service protection from former Vice President Agnew tonight. Officials say Treasury Secretary George Shultz made the decision and notified the White House. Agnew is staying in Palm Springs, California with Frank Sinatra. The General Accounting Office last week said giving Agnew Secret Service coverage was illegal. Security has been tightened around Fort Meade, Maryland, where an Army private this morning stole a helicopter and went on a Washington joyride that ended at the White House. More from correspondent Bill Downs in Washington.
In the opinion of Maryland State Trooper Don Sewell, who tracked the stolen Army helicopter early today, any trained pilot could fly under Washington's radar warning system and make a crash landing on the executive mansion before anyone could do anything about it. Sewell, who flew medevac choppers in Vietnam, pointed out that Private Robert Preston flew his stolen aircraft so low that it confused radar trackers in Baltimore, Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, and the Capitol's National Airport. Sewell gave the Secret Service advance warning of the danger to the White House. Bill Downs, ABC News, Washington.
The president of Gulf Oil says gasoline shortages this spring will become even worse. Supplies down as much as 30%. And Z. David Bonner sees no sudden reprieve through an end to the Arab oil embargo. In Washington, Bonner explains.
My own belief is that the embargo will come off in a different fashion, that it will be removed slowly, piece by piece, that some ships will get through, and there will not be a sort of a, like turning on a light.
Bonner was on the CBS program Face the Nation. Also in Washington, Assistant Energy Director John Sawhill discussed the embargo's effect.
We can't solve the energy crisis in 1974 or 1975. The energy crisis didn't start with the Arab oil embargo, and it's not going to end when the Arab oil embargo ends. It's going to be with us until we become less dependent on the rest of the world for our oil imports.
Sawhill was on ABC's Issues and Answers. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger says it may be some time before he has anything to announce about the Arab oil embargo. Kissinger's statement after a Washington meeting with diplomats from three Arab countries. This is Information Radio News. Strong winds this morning forced Thomas Gatch to postpone his balloon trip from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to Europe. Gatch was asked his route of flight when he does take off.
At this time of year, you go due east, and then maybe veer a little bit north and a little bit south of that. And today's winds, for example, were predicted to bring me into southern France or northern Spain.
Gatch hopes to use jet stream winds with velocities up to 170 miles an hour to make his crossing of the Atlantic Ocean. Some police authorities say the Army private who stole a helicopter for a Washington joyride this morning could have crashed it into the White House with no resistance had he had not created such a stir in the Maryland suburbs first. Maryland State Police copters were sent after the Army craft because of the furor in the suburbs. In Forestville, William Clark of the Maryland Police explains.
Things started happening at about 1:45 this morning when we got reports that an Army helicopter was buzzing houses and cars up in the Anne Arundel County area. We dispatched some units along with Anne Arundel County Police, and in fact, there was an Army Huey helicopter chasing some of our cars, or actually off the roads up there.
Clark says the Maryland police copter first spotted the big Army chopper near the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Maryland police pilot Don Sewell picks up the chase from there.
The aircraft, once spotting me, went down to a very low altitude. I would guesstimate between 50 and 75 feet, flying at erratic airspeed from anywhere from 60 knots to 120 knots, not really paying much attention to where he was going or what he was doing. The whole time we followed the aircraft, because his lighting system was not activated, it was very hard to keep track of him. So Lewis and I both were in constant aggravation trying to keep an eye on him to know where the hell he was going.
Sewell and co-pilot Lewis Safran then chased the Army copter to the Washington Monument, then to the White House where it landed. And that's the latest from the pilot's point of view at this hour. After the Army copter landed, the fire department arrived. Deputy Chief William Stickley described the scene.
There wasn't a whole lot of commotion. There was not too many. I only saw a few of the White House policemen and a few of the Metropolitan Police. There was not much commotion, really, as far as I observed. I guess we created more commotion than anybody else, but we had quite a few units dispatched to the south lawn of the White House.
What did the firemen do?
We stood by on the outside for about a half an hour after we had determined, there was no apparently no real emergency situation. And they searched the helicopter after we were outside and found no bombs. So that was about it, and we turned to quarters.
Washington Deputy Fire Chief William Stickley. The Army private was then taken out of the helicopter and taken to Walter Reed Army Hospital, where they took some buckshot out of him and he was put under psychiatric examination. The Treasury Department decision to end Secret Service protection for Agnew. A report from correspondent Jerry Landay at the Florida White House.
Spiro Agnew apparently failed to take a broad White House hint and end the controversy over his Secret Service protection by letting the detail go himself. Sources indicated the president was hoping Agnew would take him off the hook, sparing him the embarrassment of having to buckle before a ruling that Agnew was not entitled to such protection. Agnew's apparent failure to do so left the president already burdened by political headaches with no alternative but to order the detail removed. Jerry Landay, ABC News, with the president in Florida.
Secretary of State Kissinger plans more meetings tomorrow with Arab foreign ministers from Egypt and Saudi Arabia and a diplomat from Syria. More from correspondent Virginia Sherwood in Washington.
There are reports now that the foreign ministers are urging Secretary Kissinger to start shuttling again between Damascus and Jerusalem to negotiate for disengagement of Israeli and Syrian forces. Diplomatic sources here are also hinting the message the foreign ministers brought with them contained the familiar warning. The lifting of the oil embargo is linked with the Israeli withdrawal from occupied Syrian territories. Virginia Sherwood, ABC News, Washington.
Israel says its forces have dismantled the last of three pontoon bridges across the Suez Canal. Israeli officials are to pull their last troops off the west bank of the Sinai Peninsula this week. Publisher Randolph Hearst today worked on his plan to give free food to the needy, but no word on when it's to begin. Patricia Hearst's kidnappers have set a tentative deadline for Tuesday. This is Information Radio News. Democratic Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm predicts the House will not impeach President Nixon, but Mrs. Chisholm thinks the president will resign anyhow. In Los Angeles today, the Washington director of the Civil Liberties Union, Charles Morgan, saw it differently.
I think it's likely that the House Judiciary will vote a bill of impeachment. I think it's very likely that the House of Representatives will also vote to impeach Mr. Nixon. I don't think the vote will be close.
Charles Morgan of the ACLU. I'm George Caldwell in New York, and that's the news. Hear news of the hour, on the hour, throughout the day from American Information Radio. A service of ABC News.
This is KOIN Radio 97 in Portland. We now join CBS News in progress.
Morning, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A spokesman for the Hearst family says Monday afternoon they'll announce details on their plan to try to meet the demand of the kidnappers of Patricia Hearst. A report from Dean Stewart of station KCBS in San Francisco.
In an off-camera informational discussion with newsman Jay Bosworth, the son-in-law of Randolph Hearst, said substantial amounts of money will be deployed to meet the demands of the kidnappers of Patricia Hearst. The money will be used to buy food for part of California's poor. The Symbionese Liberation Army, the group who apparently holds the young Miss Hearst, had originally demanded $70 for every person on welfare and any other needy Californians. In a tape communique received Saturday, the SLA eased their demands, telling Hearst, "We know your capabilities." This is Dean Stewart for CBS News, San Francisco.
New charges that some of the White House tapes under subpoena may have been doctored have drawn angry denials from White House officials. President Nixon's chief Watergate lawyer, James St. Clair, says the allegations are utterly false. St. Clair also commented about that 18-minute gap on one of the tapes, which technical experts said contained evidence of deliberate erasure. St. Clair says the erase marks were probably caused by a defective machine. Secretary of State Kissinger met Sunday with the foreign ministers of Egypt and Saudi Arabia. They reportedly urged him to start shuttling back and forth between Damascus and Jerusalem to get a settlement between Israel and Syria, like the one Kissinger worked out between Israel and Egypt. About the Arab oil embargo, U.S. officials are saying it apparently will not end until something is done about the disengagement of Israeli and Syrian troops. Senator Henry Jackson of Washington, who heads the Interior Committee, takes issue with a prediction from presidential aide Roy Ash that the energy pinch will probably be over later this year.
I see a very, very bleak second quarter. Roy Ash notwithstanding. I don't know where he came from, but they ought to send him back from wherever he came from. As Mr. Sawhill, the deputy administrator, said, he ought to keep his cotton-picking hands out of something he doesn't know anything about. And that was the most irresponsible statement, to say that we're going to be out of this by fall. If the dispute in the Middle East is settled tomorrow, there's going to be a shortage. Make no mistake about it.
Jackson made a speech Sunday night in Baltimore. John Sawhill, the deputy energy chief, says those long lines at filling stations are going to stay long, apparently, until the Arabs start sending oil to the U.S. again. Sawhill is going to try to do something to cut the length of those lines a little. He says on Tuesday he'll announce a 1% or 2% shift in the allocation of gasoline. The idea is to get more gasoline to those parts of the nation where the shortages are worse than others. Sawhill says the emphasis will be on getting more gasoline into large metropolitan areas. I'll have more news after this message.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here?
About the new Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Army PFC Robert Preston, who stole a helicopter from Fort Meade, Maryland, and was forced down on the White House lawn early Sunday morning, is being held in Washington for psychiatric examination. Preston was seen laughing as he was led away by police. A Maryland State Police helicopter pilot who chased the stolen craft says it looked to him like Preston intended to fly the chopper directly into the White House wall, but landed after Secret Service agents peppered the craft with shotguns. Back at Fort Meade, one of Preston's barracks mates says he had heard that Preston was upset because he'd flunked out of Army helicopter pilot school and was going to see President Nixon about it. The president was not at the White House. He's been in Florida all weekend. The Treasury Department says it will end Secret Service protection for former Vice President Spiro Agnew. On Friday, Comptroller General Elmer Statz told the Treasury Department there is no legal basis for continuing the protection of Agnew, who resigned last October. The official deadline for ending the service for Agnew was midnight Sunday night, but it was unclear whether the actual surveillance would end at that time. 48 people were killed Sunday in a crowded soccer stadium in Cairo, according to Egyptian officials. Late reports indicate many people panicked and trampled over others when a concrete wall collapsed at the stadium. The British election campaign continues in full swing with the balloting slated for February 28th. The latest public opinion polls show the ruling Conservative Party ahead of the Labour Party. A Gallup poll shows the Conservatives leading by 1%, but a poll in the London Daily Mail shows the Tories with a 12% lead. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
This is Radio 97 News Headlines. Although no further details are yet available, federal officials in Seattle say that a pumped-out threatened by gasoline dealers in Oregon and Washington for midnight tonight has been averted. The governor's office expects to hear tomorrow morning on Oregon's request for an increase in gasoline allocations. A committee of the Oregon Senate convened tonight to discuss emergency energy legislation. A Southern Pacific Railroad crane operator was killed in a tunnel cave-in south of Ashland today. Two Portland area traffic accidents have left two men dead. And the staff of Good Samaritan Hospital in Corvallis has been busy delivering doubles, four sets of twins, in the past 4 days. The Portland-Vancouver weather, light rain at times tonight and tomorrow, increasing periods of rain late tomorrow and Tuesday. The lows tonight and Monday near 40 degrees, the highs Monday and Tuesday around 50. It's currently 44 degrees downtown Portland. This is George Good, KOIN News.
This is KOIN Radio 97 in Portland.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the world of terrifying imagination, to the fear you can hear. Tonight, I hope you have strong stomachs, for we're bound on a Caribbean cruise. Oh, we don't expect rough sailing on the way. So if you are easily seasick, have no fears. Save them all for your landing on the twin island of Mauritia and San Dorin, for it is the home of voodoo and the living dead, the soulless legions of men who are called zombies.
That's it, compadres. That's the coffin we seek. Scrape away the earth so we can get the lid open. Soon we can steal another corpse for the witch doctor. That's it. Now break open the lid. And swing it back. Muy bueno. China that. Oh, must have been strong as an ox. He'll make a fine zombie brother for El Generalissimo's elite guard. Está bien, Señor Ongan. Here is another carcass for your living dead.
Our mystery drama, The Walking Corpse, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Tony Roberts. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You've seen the Budweiser commercials on television, and maybe you've wondered,
how long people have been putting that famous Bud label on things. Well, not as long as the brewers of Bud have been putting things on the label. Things like a list of Bud's most important ingredients. Quote, brewed by our original process from the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. And things like the following statement. This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know of no brand produced by any other brewer, which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Unquote. Yes, brewing beer right does make a difference. Read the Bud label. Taste the king of beers, and you'll agree, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Webster's Dictionary defines mystery as anything strange and inexplicable, a puzzle. There's no mystery why more and more people are choosing to shop at Jansen Beach Center. 60 stores and services to choose from. A pleasant atmosphere with comfort-controlled enclosed malls. Friendly service and plenty of free parking. Don't puzzle about where to shop. Visit Jansen Beach Center soon. Interstate 5 at Jansen Beach.
That was very good, Susan. Now, after Mom tells us a story, we'll all get in the car and go get some...
ice cream!
Right. Okay, Mom.
Well, this story begins a long time
ago. Family night. One night a week with all the kids and both of you can make it all worthwhile. Can make it a family. A family's a pretty nice thing to have around.
And they all lived happily ever after. Now, let's get that ice cream.
Yay! A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Body of a dead person, given the semblance of life, usually for some evil purpose. That is a zombie. The very name itself is calculated to make the flesh creep and the blood run chill. But on a plane headed for Miami, taking them to their honeymoon, nothing could be further from the thoughts of Steve Ramsey and his new wife, Pat.
Oh, I can't believe I have you to myself for these few hours, Steve, let alone a glorious 2 weeks.
I don't know what the other associate professors go through, but my first 2.5 years teaching parapsychology have laid me out. I can't wait for those hot sands and warm water.
Ooh.
Can I serve you a drink, sir?
Oh, now that's what I call perfect timing. Why not?
One more, and I can fly solo to Miami without the plane.
Well, then I'll join you. I can't have you orbiting alone.
May I get by, please, stewardess?
I'm sorry, sir. Just let me move the cart.
Oh, thank you.
Chris! It is Christopher.
Shh. It's all right, stewardess. I'll join my friend here for a moment.
Hey, Steve, man. Good to see you.
Here. I'll move over. Sit down. Chris, you look something else. It's great to run into you. Only just for a moment, dear, I thought you were thinking of giving me the brush.
You? Never. I'll explain in a minute.
Oh, Pat, this is Christopher LeClaire. I want you to meet my brand new bride.
Oh, this is a pleasure, Mrs. Ramsey. Let me congratulate you on your impeccable taste, Steve, and both of you on your marriage. I'd like to buy some champagne, but you already have your drink.
No more champagne, thank you. We've had enough in the last few weeks to float a battleship.
At least, let me get a drink for myself to toast the bride and groom.
He's your old football buddy, right?
Yeah. Greatest running back I ever saw. All-around athlete. He could have made it big in the pros. Any sport.
Isn't he a prince or something?
And his father is the king of Mauritius. I wonder what's bugging him.
This is better. A toast from my country. To be a good man is first to have a good wife. Abusantes.
Thank you, Chris. And to yours.
Yours, too.
Oh, yes. Drink to my good health, please.
What is it, Chris? You want to talk about it?
I wish I still had you calling the plays for me, but this is a different ball game. You know about my father?
No. What?
He's dead.
Oh.
Oh, no. What can I say? Hang in there, man.
Oh, be tough, all right.
Was it recent?
The day before yesterday.
I didn't see anything about it in the papers.
It wasn't in the papers. He didn't die. He was assassinated.
Oh, no.
Any idea who did it?
There is no proof. But I know.
Who?
Oh, maybe not by his own hand, but at least on his orders. Hernando Trujillo.
The Generalissimo? But I thought he was your father's best friend.
And my godfather. His gift to me on my 21st birthday. His own good luck charm. The bracelet of the sacred serpent. The head, the voodoo symbol of life. The tail, the symbol of death. You see, they are woven together.
But then why should he?
Because, Mrs. Ramsey, my father gave our people freedom. A freedom the San Dorindian cannot share.
Why not?
Because if they had it, they would tear the man who rules them by terror to pieces.
So he's planning to move in on Mauisha and annex it?
The moment my father's assassination is revealed. A coup d'etat while the people are in confusion with no leadership. That's why I've given up any dream of becoming a doctor. And I'm going home. A private plane will meet me in Miami to fly me to Mauisha. To save time, I took this commercial flight under an assumed name.
You think Trujillo might...
I was warned just in time. Less than an hour after I left my apartment, a bomb gutted it. I'm a dangerous man to know these days. So, before I do cause any...
Oh, my God! Steve, what is it?
Two hoods with machine guns. Looks like a sky.
Señores and señores, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
May I have your attention, please?
That's Juan Garcia, Torredo's hatchet man.
Oh.
What can we do?
Nothing. It's me.
Everyone quiet. If you do as I say, no one will be hurt. We are commandeering this plane. Quiet! Quiet! There is nothing for any of you to fear. The plane will land at Miami, and all passengers will be discharged, except for the flight crew and four hostages. I repeat, there is no cause for alarm if all of you keep your seats and your heads.
Just follow orders. Anyone who doesn't will be shot. Okay. All right. You three. Oh, point it to first class.
Look, Garcia.
No names. No wrong moves. My orders are to bring you dead or alive.
I was only going to ask that my friends...
Your friends can identify you. We don't want that for a few days. They will only be held as hostage till we are ready. If they do as they are told, they will be released unharmed. Now move. Join the other hostages you were sitting with in first class.
Steve, I am so sorry.
It's not your fault. You okay, Patricia?
Ready, unwilling, but able.
That's my gal. Let's go.
Just walk ahead of me, nice and steady. Muy bien, mis amigos. Sanka, Roban. Nobody moves till I come back. Okay? Inside. That's it. Go sit by him. Quito, don't let them move till I come back.
I'm sorry I got you into this.
Yeah, we'll make out. Are you okay, honey?
Well, a few butterflies in the stomach. What does he want?
To move in and sit down, I think.
Better keep him happy. He's a surly character at best. Why don't we sit in these four together? Our friend's a little deaf. If we keep far enough away, we can talk safely. If we keep our voices down.
Why are you being held hostage?
Any number of reasons. I'm U.S. government. I know who you are. They took a dim view of me for carrying a gun, and they have a pretty good idea of who I am, too.
Well, who are you?
Hawkins will do. Bill Hawkins.
What branch of the government?
Well, I think I won't reveal that. I was assigned to see that you cleared the country safely, Your Highness.
Someone slipped me a knockout drop in the coffee. That's when I lost consciousness and my gun.
You were asleep when I came back. Oh, this is Mr. and Mrs. Steve Ramsey.
Me too, Steve, ma'am.
Yeah, hi, Hawkins.
How do you do, Mr. Hawkins?
Any idea what their plans are?
Refuel, clear the rest of the passengers out. Then?
Then we head straight for San Dorinde.
That's the notion. So, the moment they get our friend Christophe here to San Dorinde, he's a gone goose. He'll just drop out of sight suddenly and for good. Now, my guess is they'll set up one of these goons as a fall guy, have a big show trial, and in the meanwhile, return the plane with us aboard. Only, somewhere on the way, we'll all disappear in a puff of plastic bomb smoke. We're just as long gone as the king here.
What's the alternative?
Distract Ugly there long enough for one of us to disarm him. Garcia and his other boys can only get at us through the narrow passageway between tourist class and here. I can keep them pinned down till you get out the emergency exit.
He's a big guy. Better let me...
Okay, no time to argue. Now, how do we distract him?
That's my job.
Pat, please, stay out of this.
I'm in it just as much as all of you. Watch this. Hey, mister, come here a second. Okay, then, I'll come to you. Take it easy. I just want to ask something. If you can't hear me, I can't speak any louder. Oh, please, come closer. That's it. I just want to ask whether...
Ow. Ladies... Watch it, he's strong as a bull.
Oh, my God, he's broken my arm.
It's all right. I have the gun. Stay where you are.
Don't let him near you.
I'll shoot.
What are you waiting for?
All right, Gilo. Bring out your gun.
Chris! You shot him, Garcia. You killed him.
They both came dead or alive. It makes no difference.
But that other man, Chris shot him twice.
Point blank. It should have killed him.
Gito? Oh, no. Don't you know you can kill a zombie?
Coming in for the landing now. How's Chris?
He's alive, but just barely.
If he can just hang on, maybe when we land, a doctor can help.
Too late. Too late for me.
Don't give up, Chris.
Take snake.
What?
The snake bracelet. He wants you to... Here. There. Steve has it, Chris.
Good. Lisa, you go to Solange. She hide you, save you. Give her bracelet.
But where do we find her? Où est votre tante? Quelle rue? Quelle place?
Pense rue. Avenue. Avenue. De las muñecas.
Avenue of the Dolls. Yes, what number?
Aubert. Aubert. A gray serpent. Take me home. Take me home. Barcelona. Barcelona. Help. This sign. Sign. Of the black, black boat.
We're about to land. Pretty short runway. Better fasten your seatbelts.
I'll get yours for you.
Not the most promising way to begin a honeymoon, particularly when it seems there is more than a little chance of ending it. Even before it's begun. Who knows what kind of reception is ahead for the newlyweds? I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
And now another tale of the ball and chain. At Kellogg's Special K presents
Last Tango in Pittsburgh.
There I was at Raoul's All Night Tango Lounge. my little orchid, will you tango with me?
It was Raoul.
You're a splendid dancer.
Thank you.
But what was that?
I was what?
That sound effect.
Oh, I'm a few pounds overweight, and this ball and chain points out how my extra weight can get in the way.
I'm pointing you back to your chair.
Our heroine decided to lose that extra weight. She exercised and ate smart at every meal, starting with a Special K breakfast, a bowl of Special K skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee. It's less than 240 calories, 99% fat-free, and 100% delicious. After a while, she was rid of the ball and chain and back at Raoul's.
Darling, you're looking fantastic.
What a happy ending.
What an ending. We're just getting started.
Raoul, get lost.
Your happy ending could begin with the Kellogg's Special K breakfast.
And that's another tale of the ball and chain.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
All right, let's see your license and registration.
But, officer, I wasn't speeding. I can't go too fast with this snow on the ground.
It's your tires. They're not snow tires. A violation.
But they're radials. I thought radials were okay as snow tires. Now, what am I going to do?
Tell you what to do.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau with this reminder. Not all states recognize radials as snow tires, and many states have outlawed studs on winter tires. You see, the law changes from state to state, so check your auto club, state highway department, or a tire dealer you can trust. You there? Get that horse off the highway.
Yes, officer. I'm on my way to help other consumers with another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Under other circumstances, Pat and Steve would have no complaints about their accommodations on the island. Drained and exhausted, the silk-sheeted bed in an expensive suite is an alluring invitation to sleep. Except, even if you are dead to the world, who wants to become part of the world of the dead?
Oh, Steve. Is it possible? Could there really be such a thing as a zombie?
No, of course not. It's just a superstition.
But you saw Chris fire two bullets right into his body.
Yes.
And he didn't even flinch.
Cogito ergo sum.
What?
I think. Therefore, I am. Pat, look. Under any other circumstances, I'd be fascinated. I mean, this is my field.
And you do believe that there are walking dead.
Do I believe that a man can be exhumed from the grave and life breathed back into his corpse? No. No, I can't accept that. That's beyond my credulity. But I've seen things in parapsychological experiments and in psychic research that... Honey, the power of supernatural belief is beyond belief. The right subject, particularly one of low mentality, under hypnosis, is capable of incredible feats. Superhuman strength, no sensation of pain, no shock reaction. Oh, Lord. Now what?
The knock wasn't at the door we came in. It's that one over there.
Wait a minute. Stay where you are, Pat. Yes? Who is it?
Bill Hawkins. I'm in an adjoining room. Is there a boat on your side?
Yeah. Half a sec. Hiya, Bill. Listen, we've got to talk.
What's the sense in talking? Hello, Pat.
Hello, Bill. How's your arm?
Feels fine. They did a real good job of patching it up. I just wondered before we all turned in if you had a radio in here.
There's one right over there.
Good. Mind if I turn it on and see if I can catch some news? Uh-oh. Only one band. Well, let's see what it's got. Hey, I see they provided you with a meal, too.
I never even noticed.
Pretty good grub. You should try it.
I wouldn't touch it.
Nor I. I don't see how well...
All right, we can cut the comedy now. This place is bugged. The radio ought to block us out. Now, we've got to plan some kind of escape.
How?
I may have that lined up. It's square to hole out after we bust from here that's got me stumped.
I've got a possible answer to that.
What?
Saint Solange.
Who? Chris's aunt. She lives here.
Where?
The Avenue of the Dolls.
It's a long, winding street. Any idea where?
You know it?
Well, I spent 6 months on Secret Service here before we closed down our embassy. Did he give you a cross street or a number?
He was pretty incoherent before he died. When I asked him, he just sort of rambled on about the great serpent and the black bull or something.
The serpent is the basic symbol of the voodoo religion. Black bull I never heard of in this liturgy. Wait a minute. The chicken in the Obobia cult is a sacrificial animal considered to... Maybe it was the black pull. He was trying to say black pullet. Does that mean anything to you, Bill?
Yeah. Wait a minute. It's a sort of a souvenir shop. You know, a typical tourist trap with straw hats and dolls and voodoo drums, you name it.
Yeah, well, could you find it?
Sure, it's not far from here.
But how do we get out first?
You got slacks on. Good. You got a dark scarf to cover that blonde hair?
Right here.
All right, come with me. Walk soft. Keep your voices low. Turn up that radio a little.
Roger.
Keep off to the sides. Now look down.
There's one of those zombies down there.
But you see, there's a balcony and steps that lead to the street.
Well, with a something subhuman, or maybe I should say superhuman, armed with a gun right at the bottom of them.
If he's cold-cocked, it isn't going to do him any good.
Bill, you have a lot of guts, but you're no Muhammad Ali, and the only strength I have is in my brain.
Hold out your hands. I'm going to give you the equalizers. Steve, with his fist wrapped around a roll of nickels or quarters, a 13-year-old boy could deck Joe Frazier, given the chance to blindside him.
Yeah, but we haven't got...
Keep your hands out. Now, this is a salt cellar. Same difference. I'm spilling the salt into your left hand. Wrap the other around this heavy crystal. I'm doing the same with the pepper. Now, you, Pat...
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You're going to cover us by making a diversion. Pick up that glass water pitcher there. Too heavy for you to throw?
No. Throw where?
We turn off the lights, turn off the radio, make like we're turning in. Then we sneak out the French windows onto the balcony. You go off to the right, opposite end from the steps. When that zombie reacts to the crash of that pitcher on the flagstones on your side, Steve and I go down the steps and take him out. Then we go look for Tom Solange.
Now? But he'd see you.
Of course. So we wait until dark. And I won't be long now. Now! You take him, Steve.
He's still not out.
I'm throwing the pepper. Throw the salt in his eyes.
There you are.
Watch it!
I think I killed him.
Well, don't stop to find out. The light's going on. Come on, Pat. We'll have to run for it. Hold it. We'll have the chance of life.
Which way?
Ahead. To the right. Build the next block. They're right on our heels. Give me that flashlight and you get out of here, both of you.
What about you?
Don't be a fool. Somebody's got to be a decoy. And you have a wife to think of. Now, hurry.
Come on, Pat. Run.
Hold on there. They want to do it. Follow that light.
Yes?
Tom de Solange.
Who wants her?
I am Christopher's friend with my wife. We are running from Tujedo, the Generalissimo. Christopher told me to seek refuge here and to bring you this.
The great serpent. A moment. Enter, my children. Quickly, quickly. So, Turn out your lights also. We must hide like cats in the dark.
So, they have killed little Christophe. First my brother, then his son. Well, he will be made to pay. An eye for an eye, a heart for a bleeding heart. Now shall the tyrant bleed. Now at last my curse shall enter his vitals. Now will the great serpent uncoil and strike Hernando Trujillo dead.
Well, it wasn't the Generalissimo who shot Chris.
It was a man named Garcia.
Garcia? That jack of puppet dangled by the string. That less than nothing with no mind or will of his own.
Is he a zombie too?
What do you know of zombies, my child?
Nothing, except what I saw on the plane and what my husband tried to tell me.
Oh, you are a teacher in college, Monsieur Ramsey, no?
Yes, and much of my studies are in the supernatural.
You believe in zombie?
Well, no, not altogether.
Very well. We shall put our beliefs to the test.
It's a doll, like the ones you sell in the store here.
Not quite the same. This one is like the souvenirs of El Generalissimo, with this difference. I have been a long time making him. You see, the straw is from his favorite horse's stall. The beard is made from the combings of his hairbrush. The eyes, J-chips from a dress coat button. The boots from the fingers of an old glove. This is a voodoo doll. All of him is made with things that once belonged to Trujillo. Only one last thing I needed to make the spell work. The weapon. Now at last I have in my hand the instrument of destruction. I straighten out the circle, turn the head to the sky, and death, the tail towards the ground, and strike! What have I done, Mr. Ramsey?
You drove the bracelet like a knife straight through the doll's head.
From temple to temple, Hernando Trujillo will be dead by midnight, and we will all be free. You still do not believe. Let us find how strong your science holds against my faith.
What's that?
Trujillo's men. The doll. They must not find the doll. Help me pin it under my skirt.
Oh, my hands are shaking so much.
Oh, just in time.
So, meet again, Señor Ramsey.
How did you find us?
Your friend Hawkins.
He gave us away?
Señor Ramsey, every man will give anything away with the right persuasion. Señor Hawkins took longer than most. He was very foolish.
What do you mean?
Since in the end he told, why was it worth dying for? Vamos, you must not keep the Generalissimo waiting.
Please, let me assure you that you have nothing to worry about. I ask you all to relax. Now, the tavern is set for a late supper. I am sure you must all be famished after a long and difficult day. Won't you be my guests?
Prisoners, you mean?
Trujillo.
Ah, yes. La Bonne Princesse Orange, I am honored. I had no idea you had come to live among us.
I have been here longer than you know.
Yes, I must speak to my secret police about that. Had I been told you were honoring our country with a visit, I would have arranged a more suitable welcome.
I am sure you would, by disposing of me as you did my brother and my nephew, Christophe.
I suppose it would be impossible for me to convince you, that I had no hand in the death of King Francois. The sad truth is that his heart failed him. His death was a natural one.
Lie upon lie. But one truth you cannot twist. The death of my nephew.
Did you see him die?
There are two witnesses before your desk who did.
Excuse me a moment. Garcia, are you ready? Si, now. We must wait for a moment.
For what?
You will see. Senora Ramsey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Did you see Christophe Leclerc die?
Yes.
Aren't you, senor?
Yes.
You are quite sure?
Of course.
Yes. Look, what are you trying to prove?
Not I will let him show you that for himself. You see?
Chris.
Cher baby.
Steve. He's alive. It's Chris.
Chris. Is it really you?
Sure, man. Sure. Don't you know me?
There is no mistaking the tall, lithe figure, the regal bearing, the proud, handsome face. All those belong to Christophe Leclerc. He might easily have remarked, as Mark Twain once telegraphed, "The reports of my death are an exaggeration." We'll return shortly with Act Three.
Later, I'm busy.
Honey, I'm worried about Robbie. Let's talk.
Daddy, do you know what happens to bears in the wintertime?
If all they hear is your busy signal, some very important people might stop calling. And there are messages you can't afford to miss.
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
This is Joan Crawford speaking for USO, United Service Organization. Do we, as civilians, know what it's like to be far from home in a foreign land? Listen to this real-life documentary about one of our servicemen over there.
Do you speak English?
Nein, ich spreche kein Englisch.
Excuse me, ma'am. I wonder if you could help me.
Nein, es tut mir leid.
Excuse me, miss. Can you help?
Leider nicht.
Bitte schön.
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English?
Nein.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Nein.
Excuse me. Can anybody help me?
Hi. You sure can. This is the USO, and we have all kinds of help.
That's why I support USO, and you should too. USO makes a man feel closer to home while he's serving his country for you. Isn't money the least you can give? Please support USO.
At the shock of the reincarnation of a dead man appearing from the grave, it is not surprising that his friends and relative are literally frozen in their tracks. Under the circumstances, then, it is only decent courtesy for the returned corpse to break the ice.
Don Solange, qu'est-ce que c'est? Have you no greeting for me?
Ah, mon pauvre. Je te remercie, pardon. Forgive me. I thought never to see you again.
But here I am.
Ah, oh, mon cher baby.
Well, now, here is a reunion worth celebrating.
That was a pretty rough wound you had, Chris.
Worse than it looked. Thank God, it was mostly flesh damage. The doctors tell me the bullet bounced off my sternum and never entered the chest.
But should you be on your feet?
Long enough to ease your minds about me. I'm still a bit woozy.
It's like the time you took the XB2 slant off tackle against Ohio State and that big linebacker, Sawchuck, kicked you in the head.
Something like that. Tell them the good news, El Generalissimo. Set my aunt's mind at rest.
Well, I know you hold out my motives, even Christoph did. I can hardly blame him, since I took such extreme measures to bring him here to Sandorinde before his planned arrival at the Boeotia.
What was your reason for that?
We walk a tightrope on this shared island of ours. Two cultures, two languages, two forms of government, perched precariously on an ever-increasing population in a far more ancient and primitive culture than either of ours. Your brother and I, each in his own way, preserved that delicate balance. With his unexpected death, steps had to be taken.
Why? You know his plan was to return the government to the people.
That would not have worked, not even for them. We would have ended, both of us, in anarchy. Fortunately, my godson was perceptive enough to realize that. We have worked out between us a better plan.
A compromise?
I would prefer to call it an entente. But tell them, Christoph.
It's quite simple. Tomorrow, together, my godfather and I shall proclaim a union between Mauritia and Sandorinde. A trilingual state with one government.
Ruled by whom?
By the Generalissimo and myself. I as president, and my godfather as prime minister.
Trujillo in second place?
We elders grow no younger, Solange. Someone must take our place. I am happy to yield to the future. What better hands could this island be in than in Christoph's? So, now I think, Mr. Presidente, you should rest. Doctors can do only so much. Nature handles the rest.
Yes, I would like to lie down.
I am sure you will be excused. I beg you not to wait for me to enjoy your supper. The Presidente and myself have a few matters to settle about the announcement tomorrow before he goes to sleep.
Forgive me, please. I'm tired. And tomorrow's a big day. Good night.
Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Adieu, mon bébé. Goodbye. Forever.
What is it? What's the matter with you two?
You saw. You know. Do you now believe in zombies?
What are you trying to say?
That wasn't Chris who was here just now.
I don't understand.
You don't know him as I do. First, he never would accept this deal. The guy is too decent, too honest to be part of it. But there are other things.
What?
Well, first off, our school never played Ohio State. Second, Sawchuck was no linebacker, but a running back who murdered us on the only loss we had together. Third, XB2 wasn't a run play, but a deep pass play that had nothing to do with Chris except as a decoy.
I don't understand the things your husband says, but I tell you, that was not Christoph LeClaire who just left. Not my nephew. They have stolen his soul. And that I cannot allow.
Well, what can we do about it, Tante Solange?
It is a very few minutes to 12. I told you Hernando Trujillo would be dead by then. Remember?
Yes.
Here is a conjured doll which will make his death. I place it on his desk so he can see it. For it is by his own guilt he must die before the end of this day.
But if he doesn't return?
He will return. It is written in the dust.
Oh, no Nobody feels like eating. Well, I don't suppose I can altogether blame you. Shall I have you shown to your quarters for the night instead?
Where is Christoph?
Oh, I should never really have allowed him to overtax himself after being wounded. He was absolutely exhausted. I saw him to bed.
And you return to suggest the same to us?
I think we are all tired. Whatever discussion there may be between us can wait for tomorrow.
For you, there is no tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Liar, cheat, thief, murderer. Look on your desk.
A conjured doll.
Your image. Made piece by piece from your belongings. Fashioned in your likeness. Christened in your name with the blood of the Black Bullet. Your own bracelet of the sacred serpent driven through its brain.
Do you think I could buy such childish superstition? I am no savage.
What a man thinks is what he is.
This primitive mumbo-jumbo will have no effect on me.
Are you sure? How large is the bag of guilt you carry?
Will nothing convince you, woman? Your nephew and
my nephew?
Christoph!
Christoph is dead!
How can you say that? You have just seen him.
I saw a walking corpse.
More idiot superstition.
Like my conjured doll?
Of course.
You don't believe in it.
No!
And you believe in zombies. You know the power of voodoo can create them. You know the power of voodoo can kill.
What is it you want?
Too late.
I will give you anything. I offer you and these two safe transport now. No strings attached.
How can you guarantee it?
I am head generalissimo. My power is infinite.
Not anymore. The clock is ticking your life away.
No.
12 o'clock. Only a few seconds left.
Help me. Help me.
I cannot help. The die is cast. No. You cannot even help yourself.
I will give you money, jewels, anything. Name it. What do you want?
What you cannot give me. What you stole from my nephew. His soul. I want yours in return.
I know.
Then die. By the power granted me as an opia woman, vested in my hands by the uncoiling sacred serpent, to take the place of the voodoo doll, as it should to all tyrants, so comes a violent death to you. I condemn you to everlasting fire and death. By the serpent writhing in your
No, brain. No! I cannot die! I am the dictator! I am supreme! I am the law! No one can touch me, do you hear? No one! You condemn me! Why? All I have to do is raise this pistol and...
I wouldn't like to guess.
Does it matter? He's dead.
Are you sure?
He's dead, all right. Now what?
Gotta get away. Escape somehow.
Yeah, only how do we get through the palace guard? At least I have his gun. We better try and make a run for it.
We have to rescue my nephew first.
But Tante Solange, he's our enemy now.
I still must rescue him.
Mi pardon, generalissimo.
What is this?
That's for Bill Hawkins. Pat, Tonto, run for it. I'll try to hold him off.
You can't kill dead men with that. Garcia, yes, but not a zombie. Hand me that salt cellar.
Here, but what good...
Salt is the only thing that will kill a zombie.
Chris, lying on the bed. Is he...
No. No, he's still breathing. He's just asleep.
Leave me alone with him. Go if you want to. But leave me with Christoph.
Will you be long?
As long as it must take. Go.
Well, we can't find a way out of here without you. We'll wait.
Oh, great serpent who coils about the sky and holds our world together. Help me now. Help me to break the black magic that chains my baby to a living death. Help me to bring his soul home to you. Christoph, listen to me. It is Tante Solange who speaks. You know me as an opium magician. My magic is greater than the magic of the Hugan who made you what you are. He summoned you from the grave and stole away your soul. Now I must summon you back to the grave. Back to the dead. The everlasting dead. So that your immortal soul may live. But only you can break the bond. Rise, zombie. Rise. And cross to the window. Open the shutters. Now, open your eyes and look at the sea.
No!
Name of the great serpent, I command you, open your eyes.
Tante, I'm going home.
My baby.
What happened? Is he?
His body may be dead, but his soul is safe. Christoph is home at last.
The death of the dictator set a people free in a mad orgy of festival and delight. In the wild celebration that lit up the city, no one had time to pay any attention to the three somber people who found their way back to the hotel. For Pat, Steve, and Tante Solange, there was sadness, but solace, too. The king was dead, but so was the zombie who might have held him prisoner for eternity. I'll return shortly.
From the moment that a child becomes aware of himself as a thinking being, he begins the difficult task of learning to communicate. For a while, gestures coupled with sounds are all he has. Then, gradually, he starts to assimilate the language he hears. And finally, the breakthrough and the miracle of human speech is his. As difficult as that process is for a child born without handicaps, imagine what it's like for one with cerebral palsy. In addition to the brain damage, which may make it difficult to walk or even use his hands, very often his speech center may have been affected as well. Although speech therapy may help, guttural sounds and slurred consonants may be the best he can muster in his effort to communicate. Imagine that same child years later. For children with cerebral palsy do grow up, and they need you then as much as ever to be understood, to find jobs, to enjoy life. Think about that when you are asked to give to United Cerebral Palsy.
Power of suggestion, hypnosis, superstitious fear, overpowering guilt complexes, terror of the unknown? Do any or all of these explain the events of the tale I've just told? Or are there really such terrifying things as a walking corpse? Are there really zombies? Well, let's hope you and I never have to find out. Our cast included Tony Roberts, Suzanne Grossman, Vinette Carroll, Bob Caliban, Jackson Beck, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN, Radio 97 in Portland. The weatherman calling for light rain at times tonight and tomorrow. Increasing periods of rain late Monday and Tuesday. Low tonight and tomorrow expected near 40. The high tomorrow around 50 with southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a 10% chance of rain tonight, 80% tomorrow and tomorrow night. Currently in Portland, our temperature stands at 42 degrees. CBS News is next in sound, followed by Gene Still and Dialogue.
CBS News. The president's White House lawyer, rather Watergate lawyer, James St. Clair, says that he's asking the Justice Department to find out who leaked a story to the Washington Post about some Watergate-related tapes. The Post story, published on Sunday, said that a court-appointed panel of tape experts suspects that two of the originally subpoenaed tapes are not originals. This is Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. More on St. Clair's decision from Hal Walker in Key Biscayne.
White House lawyer James St. Clair says he will ask for an investigation of the Washington Post by the Justice Department. In a statement released by the Florida White House, St. Clair charges that the Post story, based on unnamed sources, can only impair the proper function of the grand jury. Federal Judge John Sirica has referred the matter of the missing Watergate tapes to a federal grand jury. St. Clair's statement, issued following an afternoon session with White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig, says that he will request an investigation as to the person or persons who may have violated legal constraints in referring to matters within the purview of that grand jury. St. Clair calls the insinuation in the Post story that court-ordered tapes may have been re-recorded or otherwise altered utterly false. He also revealed that the White House's investigation of the now famous 18-minute hum on the Nixon-Haldeman tape of June 20, 1972 confirms what has been testified to in court, that the erasures were made by a defective tape recorder. The conclusion of the St. Clair statement is that when all the facts are known, the authenticity and integrity of those tapes will be clearly established. Hal Walker, CBS News, with the presidential party in Florida.
A new Gallup poll shows that 28% of those people polled like the way President Nixon is doing his job. That's up 2 percentage points from the last Gallup poll conducted at the end of January. The new poll also shows that 59% of the people asked do not approve of the president's conduct in office. That's a decrease of 5 percentage points from the last poll. The president of the International Association of Machinists says that almost half the union members think that Mr. Nixon should resign. Union President Floyd Smith says a poll of 5,000 members showed that 49% say the president should resign for the good of the country. Smith said, "Never before have I known machinists and mechanics to be so distrustful of so many leaders of our government." The poll shows that about 23% of the members think that Congress should impeach Mr. Nixon. The leader of the AFL-CIO voiced that union's discontent with the Nixon administration on Sunday. President George Meany calls the administration's economic program a disaster
and he says the president and his spokesman are usually wrong in their economic forecasts. Meany spoke on the eve of a week-long meeting of the union's executive council in Bal Harbour, Florida. More news after this.
How do you plead?
Make a citizen's arrest
in criminal court.
Process of law.
Manslaughter or murder.
Started of negligence.
Parole violation.
The rate of recidivism.
Law and order. Do the police sometimes act as judges? Are the courts a haven for the rich? I'm Mike Wallace, CBS News, and I'll anchor a hearing for American Justice. 30 special reports on the police, the courts, the prisons. Listen this Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th. A hearing for American Justice on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm Gladys Knight. One in every 10 black Americans carries the sickle cell trait, and two parents with the trait can produce a child with sickle cell anemia. This disease affects some 50,000 of our people. The March of Dimes supports medical service programs and research projects to combat sickle cell anemia. Another step forward in the fight against birth defects. But birth defects are forever unless you help. Please give to the March of Dimes.
The foreign ministers of Egypt and Saudi Arabia sit down again Monday with Secretary of State Kissinger to talk about the Mideast situation. On Sunday, the ministers reportedly asked Kissinger to act as go-between with Israel and Syria to reach an agreement on troop pullbacks on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Kissinger told reporters not to expect an announcement soon on the lifting of the Arab oil embargo against the United States. One of the foreign ministers says he does not like the embargo, but repeats the conditions for its being ended. George Herman tells us about it.
Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Omar Saqaf told CBS News he felt there was progress towards peace in the Middle East, and he expressed his hope for an ending of the Arab oil embargo, hopefully within a month. But in contrast with this optimism, the Saudi Arabian foreign minister repeated for the record his country's position that there could be no end to the oil embargo until Israel agrees to withdraw from all Arab territory, including the former Arab portion of Jerusalem. And that no Israeli government seems likely to agree to at the moment. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
We can expect an announcement on Monday from the Hearst family on how it will comply with a food distribution demand from the kidnappers of the Hearst daughter, Patricia. A family spokesman says the plan will involve a substantial amount of money. The girl's kidnappers originally asked the family to donate $70 worth of food for every California resident who was on welfare or who received Social Security payments. Later, the kidnappers said they would accept whatever the family could afford as an act of good faith. The kidnappers say that only after the food is distributed will they negotiate for Patricia's release. She's been held.